Jazz of the City, 91.9 FM, WCLK. We're also online at WCLK.com. Music from the album Pivot. I tell you, there are some all-stars on this album. But, of course, you know what they say, birds of a feather, they fly together. Because he's an all-star himself, trumpeter Melvin Jones. They call that groovy one Funky Town Shuffle. I really don't think he needs to explain why, because that title most certainly, it describes that tune. 1:33 is your time, and guess what? Nicole Sweeney's here with Mr. Melvin Jones. Good afternoon. I tell you, I'm seeing you a lot more these days. You're hanging out a lot. What's going on, my friend?
Well, I'm getting a pass now. I get to come out of the house these days.
Yeah? Whoa. You're making music.
Yeah.
There's always a pass for making music.
That's what I hear.
So talk to us. What have you been doing lately in the city of Atlanta? Because, I mean, I'll let you all in on a little secret. If you were not out on Monday night, you missed such an event. I got a chance to see you and this new group that you're putting together live. Yeah. And I tell you, whew, I'm glad I had on my flats. Let's talk about this group that you got going on.
Well, the name of that band is the Good Times Brass Band. Been put together by myself, Mike Burton on sax, of course, Trey Gilbert on bass. It's just an Atlanta all-star group. And I think the focus of that group is really melding New Orleans-style second-line music with D.C. go-go style music, both kind of, you know, incorporating a live band element and trying to kind of enhance the scene here because it's something that's missing. You know, I used to enjoy going to clubs and going to different, you know, bars and hearing, you know, live music, hearing these bands, but that's something that I think is missing from the scene. So I think it's something that provides a party atmosphere while still giving you quality music. So those are really our goal, and it's something that's taken off a lot quicker than we expected.
Definitely. See, when you mentioned go-go and second line, you cannot, I don't care who you are, there is no sitting still when those two genres of music are on. So imagine putting it together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. So yeah. Let's talk about Friday Jazz at the High. Now, as I said before, let me tell you something. When Melvin is somewhere, you better be there because he brings out some folks. Let's talk about tomorrow night. Who you got playing with you?
Well, again, another Atlanta all-star unit. We got Mace Hibbert on saxophone, Louis Hervo on piano, Marlon Patton on drums, and Mark Miller on bass. And, you know, the guys are always just on fire. We have some special guests who stated they may be in the house if they can make it by.
Told you.
It's supposed to be the first sunny day of the week, so I figure it's a good excuse to get out of the house. And I'm just really excited about it. The High Museum's always such a cool thing. And I was telling Marcy earlier today that what I love about the event, number one, is that and get a chance to see some of the exhibits. I don't get a chance to really do much socially if I'm not working. So, you know, playing for this particular event, I've gotten a chance to see the works of Andy Warhol. I've gotten to see Picasso, gotten to see the Mummies exhibit. You know, tons of things that I would never have gotten a chance to see before. But the other thing that's kind of like a crowning moment for me is the wide range of ages for the audience members. I mean, this is something that my daughter will actually be at tomorrow. And she, you know, gets to see me playing around the house every now and then. She's heard the records, and she recognizes all of the instruments and the sounds, but you know, to actually have her there is something different. So
you know, it's funny, I remember actually very well last year, I want to say, when you performed, your daughter walked right up on stage.
Yeah, she didn't seem to mind that the show was going on.
Yeah.
She just walked right up.
She said, "That's my daddy. No one's gonna keep him from me." But you know what, that's what I love about the High Museum of Art. It's just that kind of atmosphere where something like that can happen and it just flows, because that's the kind of people that are there from 8 to 80 and just enjoying the energy of the music.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of energy and music, I've still got Funky Town Shuffle in the background. We're going to take a quick break. I've got Marcy Tate here from the High Museum. She's going to give us more information on all those great exhibits and why each and every one of you need to be there tomorrow night. But we're going to go into another cut. It's funny, you mentioned that Mace will be with you, and he is on this particular album doing just some great, great things. We're going to go into one of my favorite tunes. What's up with the Philly time zone? Give me a little background on that. You know, that's my second home, so talk to me about Philly time zone.
Well, I'll try to give you the short version of the story. We'll just say that while on the road, You know, I was out on tour with one of Tyler Perry's shows and stopped through Philadelphia, decided to go to a jam session at a club there called Time. So it was myself, Mike Burden, who's also a saxophone on the record, and Jeff Bradshaw, one of Philly's own, told us about the spot. We went there, had a great night jamming, and the second we walked out of the club, the rest of Philadelphia showed itself in a way that I did not expect. Hence, the song was written at about 5 a.m. after that experience.
Oh, yeah. Philly is that city.
Yes,
beautiful, but you know how it goes. So we're going to go into it. Philly Time Zone from Mr. Melvin Jones right here on the Jazz of the City. Jazz of the City, 91.9 FM, WCLK, also online at WCLK.com. A little groove, a little funk, a little grit. Philly Time Zone, very appropriately titled. Mr. Melvin Jones here at the Jazz of the City. Had to get the inside scoop on that story about him hanging out in Philly. Like he said, he gave us the short version. Maybe I'll tell you the long version one of these days on the show. But great stuff, my friend. You know what? You got a special young lady sitting next to you, Marcy Tate from the High Museum of Art. Good afternoon, my friend. You're hanging out with some musicians. How about that?
Yeah, it's fun.
Having fun, right? Now, let's talk about what it is that you do at the High Museum of Art. Because we got to say, the High Museum has really been keeping this Friday jazz and just music and the arts, coupling it. You've been keeping a good relationship of that. So let's talk about it real quick.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, we do Friday Jazz every third Friday of the month. It's a really great opportunity to come out, bring your family, you know, enjoy an evening of music and also art. We have extended gallery hours that night, so it's, you know, after the museum is typically closed, and you can see all of the special exhibitions, have some food, have some wine, enjoy just a great evening. And right now, currently on view, we have Fast Forward Modern Moments 1913 to 2013, and that show actually closes this weekend, so that's going to be the, this weekend's the last chance to come see it, so everybody should definitely come check it out. It actually spans 100 years of modern art, and it has pieces from the collections of the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and it includes pieces by Picasso, Matisse, Dali, Georgia O'Keeffe, Koons, so there's lots and lots of just masterpieces to check out in that exhibition. So also on view, we have Hard Truths, The Art of Thornton Dial, and Thornton Dial is an American artist, and the exhibition really highlights his significant contribution to the field of American art. It includes 60 of his large-scale paintings, drawings, and found object sculptures. It's actually the most extensive showing of his art ever mounted, and it spans 20 years of his work as an artist, and also includes 25 works that are on view for the very first time. So that one's on view through March the 3rd. And then also opening on Saturday, we have Go-Go Nature Transformed, which features the art of a Georgia artist, Go-Go Ferguson. She's a jewelry and homewares designer, and this has a lot of her work that was inspired by the found objects in nature in her home, which is in Cumberland Island.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it's a really exciting exhibition that opens this weekend also.
Nice. So we're going to have music. We're going to have music from right here in Atlanta, artwork from Ireland, New York.
Yeah.
Atlanta, but this is what it's all about, really just taking pieces of the world and bringing it to one place and having it come together. And it's interesting, MoMA, I've been wanting to get there in New York City, and all I have to do is go to the High Museum and check out some of the exhibitions.
I'm bringing it here for Atlantans to enjoy. So
that's right. Yeah. Now, for more information, ladies and gentlemen, log on to high.org. But honestly, a lot of our listeners really know the drill when it comes to Friday Jazz at the High. They're already members. But if you're not, please make sure to log on for more information, 5 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's enough time for you to go home, get all spiffied up. I know I'll do the same. Melvin's going to be looking sharp. I know that. So do that and come on out. Bring your friends. And if you want to come alone, you know what? I'm going to suggest that you do that. I'll be there alone. So come hang out with me. I don't want that to deter you from having fun at Friday Jazz at the High, because I always have a good time whether someone's there with me or not. And, you know, I can always bother Melvin and the fellas. So we'll have a good time, right?
Yes, indeed.
All righty. Well, I thank you both so much for stopping by, Mr. Melvin Jones, and thank you, Marcy Tate, for hanging out with us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having us.